Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Bored Boreos Interview Center, where we want to hear from you. We will do a 3 to 5 minute interview with you. And guess
today's date is?
Oh, today's date is May 2nd, 2020. And guess?
We have some returning guests today, actually.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have guests you may remember from episode 4 when they broke podcast history by being the first guest to ever audibly pass gas on air during an interview.
Okay. What are your names?
Grayson Boreal. Timmy Boreal.
Ashley Boreal.
Where do you live?
We live on North Fork Drive in Ohio.
What are your ages?
Talking to the phone.
9, 7, 39.
Okay, well, we've already asked you these questions, but it's been a while, probably about a month now, and I'm guessing the answers have changed. So we're going to ask you some of the same questions and some new ones. So go ahead, Bradley.
What are you doing to pass the time by?
Talking to the phone.
Come on. Play video games.
Okay, so we have a follow-up question to that one, actually.
What video games do you play?
I play Minecraft, Roblox, Fortnite.
Okay. What else? Finley, we want to hear from you.
Schoolwork.
Who's teaching you, Finley? Who's homeschooling you?
Mom.
She a good teacher?
Yeah.
Okay. She's got some experience at that, huh?
Yes.
What else are you doing, Finley, besides schoolwork? You can't be doing schoolwork all day. Are you practicing your cheerleading?
Playing in the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah. Are you going in the pool, too, I bet?
No.
No? Oh, is it too cold?
No, yes.
Oh, it won't be long. Are you guys playing with your little brother?
Yeah.
I like how you said that in unison. Oh, wait. Never
mind. And we want to hear what mom's doing, too. Ashley, are you conducting homeschool for your students?
Am I doing school for my students? Yes.
How's that going?
It's going okay. Monday seems to be, I know, right? Monday seems to be the roughest day with questions, and then Friday seems to be the busiest day with Google Meet. But, you know, it's kind of hard to homeschool 3 kids on top of my own students.
Yes, I can imagine. I'm homeschooling one kid and I can't do that.
Yeah. You also have done a lot of home improvements.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, we spent 3 days painting the back patio. And we have painted 2 rooms completely and put up crown molding and hung new pictures and mirrors.
Okay.
That's some home improvement.
So inferior right now. That's awesome. Good for you. You'll have to send some pictures. We'd love to see it.
Oh, for sure.
Right. Well, we have some new questions this time around for season 2. So go ahead, Bradley.
Okay. Is there anything positive you have gotten out of this extra home time?
We got breaks. We get
just a break from school and the family time, playing family games,
outside.
Hanging outside.
Okay, I have a question. What are your favorite family games? I know you guys taught us Sleeping Queens, which we bought, and Blocus or Blockus, I don't know how to say it. You guys turned us on to both of those games. What are some of the other games you guys play?
We got 2 new games called Tuba. Both of them were called
Clue and Monopoly.
Oh, junior. Good one.
Junior.
Yes, yes. You got to have the junior, otherwise you'll be there for years. That's Clue is such a fun one. We've got to get that one. That's a good one. I forgot all about that. That's great. Okay, well, what else? Anybody have anything else positive that's coming out of your guys' time together as a family at home?
Yeah.
What? We've gotten some things for the backyard. We had the basketball hoop on the last appearance, and now we have a tetherball.
Fun. Oh my goodness, that's so fun. And I think you guys were playing Foursquare too for a bit too. You guys are doing all kinds of, you got your own little playground going on there.
We do. Today they're running through a 6-foot rainbow sprinkler, and then they're sliding on a slip and slide.
A 120-inch, 300 centimeters.
Wow, that sounds like a good size slip and slide, a party at the Borio's house. All right, well, let's go on to the next thing. We love our favorite segment with you guys last time was...
Your favorite joke?
How do you make a squid laugh?
How?
With 10 tickles.
Oh my goodness, that was so good. I love it. All right. Then you're gonna, you got one?
Where do goats go?
When they're sick.
When they're sick.
Where?
To the dock.
She said, where do boats go?
Oh, boats. I thought when she said goats. Oh,
yeah.
I thought she said
where okay. Goes. Boats. Where do boats go when they're sick? Oh, that's hilarious. That's awesome. Very cute. Thank you for that. That was a good one. All right. Well, you guys really brought your game with the jokes today. Thank you for doing that.
I actually have one this time.
Oh, all right.
What kind of jokes do farmers tell?
What kind of jokes do farmers tell?
Corny ones.
Okay. Don't tell me I have to explain that one to you later. I know you get it.
Really corny.
Okay, one more.
Are you a farmer?
I know you guys are cat people.
Okay.
What do you call it when it rains cats?
What?
What do you call it when it rains cats?
What do you call it when it rains cats?
A down purr.
I was going to say an apocalypse.
Okay.
Of cats thumping your heads.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, we have a new final question, a surprise question. Since you guys have already been on, we're not going to ask you how much toilet paper you can give us. We have a new one now.
Okay.
What is your favorite quarantine snack?
Cookies.
Gray said cookies.
Cake.
We've had 2 birthdays since we last talked to you, so there's been lots of cake.
Nice.
And I have to say, wine. I have totally been one of those that has been drinking a lot more since I've been at home.
Yes. Join the club.
I turned it off.
Oh man, that's I can relate. So
did you turn off the podcast?
No, you didn't turn off the podcast.
No,
he turned off the applause. I turned on applause. I was probably shouldn't,
I got
but applauding the unity we feel together as sisters in law in our quarantine snacking rituals.
For sure. I think today we're gonna make some frozen White Claws. White Claw slushies.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
You mix in some vodka and some fruit.
That sounds very nice. You'll have to let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you both. I hope you guys both have your best and last quarantine birthdays ever. And we really enjoyed talking to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining the Board Boreos interview.